joining us right now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, welcome. Joe, I want to talk to you about the Justice Department having been given almost 400 pages of text messages between Strzok and Page, but how somehow they managed to have misplaced or didn't preserve texts that were sent between December 14th of 2016 and May 17th of last year. What do you make of this?
It's very disturbing. It is completely inconsistent with the type of neurotic record-keeping that the Bureau engages in. I would say that the optics of this are bad. That's the first thing. Bad for the current FBI Director, Chris Wray, who has become an apologist for his predecessors who broke the law. And it makes no sense that these documents were not preserved. What it does show is that they've known about this for a very long time and didn't tell anybody about it, especially the Hill. That in and of itself is disgraceful, and Wray should be embarrassed, but he's beyond embarrassment at this point. It is inexplicable, and isn't it fascinating that those are the dates? You look at that May 17th date. A few days before, April 26, 2017, the FISA Intelligence Court issued its now famous ruling where they found systematic and continuing violations of federal law through disclosure of FISA information to unauthorized persons by the FBI and senior DOJ officials, including contractors like Fusion GPS and CrowdStrike. Now, isn't it fascinating that the text messages from Page and Strzok are missing around the key period of the issuance of that ruling? There's more to this than meets the eye. Strzok and Page need to be in a grand jury along with Comey and McCabe and others, and senior DOJ officials, including Sally Yates, John Carlin, who was the head of the National Security Division, which authorizes FISA warrants. There's a much bigger story here, which the mainstream media is ignoring, but the court opinion, the 99-page court opinion from April of 2017, has laid this out cold for the American people, and you will die trying to find a story about it from that time forward.
All right, let me also, you've got Strzok and Page, in this case, these two operatives who were conducting a relationship together. This is his mistress, Lisa Page. And they're going back and forth in these text messages on July 1st, 2016, and in which we now know reveals that they knew that Loretta Lynch was set to exonerate, or it appears to be, is set to exonerate Hillary Clinton, not pursue charges. Timing looks like hell, Strzok texts to Page, referencing the tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Attorney General Loretta Lynch. She responds, yeah, that is awful timing. It's a real profile in courage, since she knows no charges will be brought. This, by the way, predates James Comey's announcement that he said the Justice Department knew nothing of the statement he was about to make, and then he went about saying that Hillary Clinton, he would not be recommending charges for her.
James Comey has done nothing but lie under oath and in public about various things, most particularly about the Hillary Clinton investigation, which we all know. Certainly those of us who have been U.S. attorneys know that his quote-unquote investigation of Hillary Clinton was a joke. It was not an investigation. It was a cover-up. He's like a prize fighter taking a dive. It was so ludicrous. And, of course, Lynch knew about it. And her meeting on the tarmac with Bill Clinton was an example of the type of political corruption that Lynch was in charge of. This was Tammany Hall at the Justice Department, one of the most embarrassing periods in the history of the department. And it actually raises the question, why are Chris Wray and Rod Rosenstein defending their predecessors with such vigor? I would think you would run away from this, like the plague. But instead, they're playing this institutional game to protect career civil servants, quote-unquote. Well, guess what? Career civil servants are the ones who carried this out. They're the ones who, under the direction of McCabe and Comey and Strzok and Pristep and all these people at the FBI and Carlin and Sally Yates, carried out this monstrous plan to exonerate Hillary Clinton and frame Donald Trump. I mean, it is becoming so apparent that there was a criminal conspiracy at the FBI and DOJ to abuse the FISA statute to put the screws to Donald Trump. This, I mean, you don't have to be Albert Einstein now to see what went on. And it's appalling to me that Chris Wray, the current FBI director, is bending over backwards to protect all of these FBI people who have engaged in illegal activity. And Rod Rosenstein appears to be either out to lunch or oblivious to what's going on inside his department. Now, if they're conducting some secret grand jury that none of us know anything about, you know, hooray for them, but there's a way to indicate that that's going on without compromising your investigation. Instead, they've done nothing but stay silent and obstruct House and Senate investigations. I don't understand it. It's inexplicable. And I can tell you this, the White House is not pleased with either Wray or Rosenstein.
Well, could that be why this memo from Devin Nunes has not been shared with the FBI, and the FBI has requested a copy of it, and Devin Nunes will not share it with the FBI?
I can assure you that's precisely the reason it hasn't been shared with the FBI, because they know that the people around Wray and Wray himself are not interested in getting the truth out. And the notion that they might be worried about sources and methods is ridiculous. The FBI leaked sources and methods to the news media as part of the Fusion GPS scandal. This is nonsense. I wouldn't give that memo to the FBI or to the DOJ under any circumstances. There's just no reason for it, because the committee knows what it can put out and what it can't, and it has the power to declassify if it chooses to, even over the objections of the White House.
Nunes put together this infamous memo, and the hashtag release the memo trending on Twitter kind of got pushed aside with the government shutdown. Are we going to see that memo, and how long is it going to take?
Oh, you're going to see the memo. I have no idea how long it's going to take. Nunes and his guys want to do this by the book because they realize that the Democrats who don't have the facts on this will use process to obstruct and process to deflect. But it'll come out. By the way, it's already out. All you have to do is read the FISA court opinion of April 26, 2017. It's all in there. Everything is in there except the names have been removed. All you have to do is put in the names of the FBI agents, the DOJ officials, and, of course, Fusion GPS, CrowdStrike, and a few other people, and Steele, and it's all in there. I tell you something. People have got to read this opinion. Even with the redactions, it is one of the most amazing documents ever published by a federal court, and it's been around since April 26, 2017, and you can't find a story about it.
It's amazing. Joe, we have so much to discuss with you, so we're going to hold you right here. It's 7:15. We're here with Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, discussing the Nunes memo and also discussing these texts that have mysteriously gone missing from the FBI. Joe, could you just clarify for us? You said there was it a FISA warrant of that date of June 16th?
April 26th.
April 26th, sorry.
Court ruling, an opinion, a 99-page court opinion published with all the other federal cases that lawyers go to every day, April 26, 2017, 99-page opinion from the FISA court describing serious and continuing violations of federal law by the FBI, FBI contractors, and DOJ officials. In fact, the court, in its very first few paragraphs, expresses its dismay at the lack of candor by the FBI and the Department of Justice. Now, you know who that is? That lack of candor came from James Comey, John Carlin, the Assistant Attorney General for the National Security Division, and Loretta Lynch. The court said it didn't believe them anymore. This is unprecedented. This has been on the public record for almost a year, and you can't find anything written about it. It's really quite fascinating.
I mean, it's amazing to me. It feels like all of those people probably need to lawyer up, assuming Congress is turning right in their direction, because you have all these members of Congress, Republican members of Congress, speaking about this memo, which, again, remains secret from the public for now, in the most dire terms I've heard any congressman talk about any of these things. We've heard bigger than Watergate. We've heard comparisons of the FBI to the KGB. We've heard shocking, and more Republican congressmen and some Democrats are going down to the skiff in Congress and taking a look at this, and leaving with shocked reactions. Do you have any sense of what the details are that are contained within this memo?
Yes, the details are Everything that's in the FISA court ruling of April 26, 2017, which outlines how the FBI and the Department of Justice, under John Carlin and Loretta Lynch and Sally Yates, gave FISA intelligence information to private contractors to use as they saw fit and to bootstrap to get information so they could get FISA warrants to spy on the Trump people. There is no doubt, no doubt, that what the FBI and the Department of Justice did prior to the election and after the election constituted crimes. And by the way, these folks need to lawyer up, not because of Congress. Congress can do its job, which is expose. But what they need to do is lawyer up for a federal grand jury. And the test to me about whether or not Chris Wray and Rod Rosenstein have sold out to the bureaucracy will be whether or not there's going to be a federal grand jury to investigate the conduct of current and former FBI and current and former senior Department of Justice officials. It would be very easy for the Deputy Attorney General to say, we're going to handle this as a personnel matter and do nothing about the grand jury. This matter, which involves some of the most serious violations of federal law in the history of this country, requires a federal grand jury. If that does not happen, based on the facts that we now know, then I think the president should fire Wray and Rosenstein. If they do not do a grand jury, he should fire them both.
Okay, so if we find out, let's say what you say happens, and they just make it a personnel matter, there's no kind of grand jury, nothing criminal. Can the people who were spied on, the people who had their rights violated, sue?
Absolutely. In fact, one already has. Carter Page has sued in New York for constitutional violations. Every single person whose information was taken by these private contractors illegally can sue the following people. They can sue the contractors. They can sue the FBI officials who illegally authorized the disclosure of FISA information to them. They can sue senior Justice Department officials. Now, no doubt, those officials will argue that they have immunity, but that immunity can be pierced when crimes have been committed. I cannot emphasize enough to our listeners how serious this is. This is a test. Now, unfortunately, Jeff Sessions can't do anything in this because he's recused. But Chris Wray and Rod Rosenstein can. And if there is no criminal investigation of this, and people are left to file civil lawsuits, there's just no way you can keep Chris Wray and Rod Rosenstein, because that will be a cover-up at that point. No grand jury equals a cover-up.
Why isn't, I mean, I guess the answer to this might be that there's a bias here, obviously, but why hasn't Bob Mueller's investigation popped up with these particular questions? I mean, we've seen so many things leak from Mueller's investigation. Yeah. These are directly related to the evidence gathering that's bolstering his case.
It is directly related to his case. Now, it is conceivable that Bob Mueller secretly has been conducting a wide-ranging investigation of the FBI and the former Justice Department officials. I tell you, that's highly unlikely. It is conceivable, though barely, that he has done that. If he has not done that, then he has abdicated all of his responsibilities, because the prosecutor's first responsibility is to ensure the credibility of his and reliability of his evidence. If, as we now know, the evidence which led to Mueller's appointment was illegally and unconstitutionally obtained, he should end his probe by himself. And he should withdraw the guilty plea of General Flynn. By the way, we have heard not one thing about Judge Contreras, who took General Flynn's guilty plea on one day, and then 5 days later, Judge Contreras was either removed from the case by a court or removed himself. We do not know, because he won't say anything and the courts won't say anything. You know what? I want to know why Judge Contreras recused himself after taking Mike Flynn's guilty plea. How about an answer, Judge?
Well, Joe, we'll leave it at that. Hopefully you will get your answer and you can tell us all about it. Thank you so much.